USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Centers for Disease Control revised its mask-wearing guidance earlier this week, saying that those in areas of the country experiencing high rates of COVID infection should go back to wearing masks indoors in public spaces, even if they are vaccinated. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky saying that new data on the Delta variant of the virus prompting the change. Nephrologist Dr. Frieda Fischer tells Fox News that it was appropriate for the CDC to update their guidance based on what is being shown by the variant.
Unlike the Alpha variant, the previous variant, the Delta variant is more transmissible, and now we believe it's more deadly, and we also know that even vaccinated people can spread the virus. And so it is prudent that we change the guidelines. The good news is that the vaccinations still work in keeping the fully vaccinated from getting severely ill and from dying from COVID-19.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I'm commiserating with my buddy Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try sonsoflibertycbd.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy, but Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American-made. CBD is mainstream, and it works. For my listeners, sonsoflibertycbd.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine the discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, Sons of Liberty, CBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off.
Lawmakers in the House tried and failed Friday to pass an extension to the federal evictions moratorium set to expire Saturday at midnight. Earlier this month, the Supreme Court ruled that the CDC could not extend the moratorium on its own and needed Congress to codify it into law. Housing advocates worry that millions could soon be evicted, though some states and cities have enacted their own moratoriums. Congresswoman Maxine Waters says that President Biden should have stepped in before Congress was needed to pass a bill. The California Democrat tells CNN that Biden could have extended the moratorium via executive order, despite the opinion of one Supreme Court justice that he did not have that power.
And we know that Kavanaugh over at the Supreme Court had said that they did not think the president had the authority to use executive power in order to extend the moratorium. However, I think the president should not have taken an opinion from one of the members of the Supreme Court. He should have gone forward with an executive order to expand and to extend the moratorium.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
One member of former President Trump's administration says the former president remains wildly popular. Brad Bernards has more.
Former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows says former President Trump's world is looking to move forward.
President Trump's endorsement not only has power, but it has unbelievable power, perhaps at historic levels. You know, we just recently got a poll back from both Texas and Arizona. Approval ratings for Donald Trump, 91%, 92%.
Audio courtesy of Newsmax. From the USA Radio News West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
Tensions are on the rise between Israel and Iran. Mike Fortier explains.
Two Israeli officials tell the New York Times Iran flew unmanned drones into an oil tanker managed by an Israeli company Thursday night off the coast of Oman. Two crew members from Great Britain and Romania killed. Iran's state-owned TV cites sources saying the attack was in response to a strike reportedly by Israel in Syria last week. This is the first time civilians have been killed in incidents between Iran and Israel in recent months. The U.S. Defense Department says officials investigating the attack conclude multiple drones were involved, the U.S., though, not publicly blaming Iran for the attack, and Iran not publicly claiming responsibility. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
And Jamaica's Elaine Thompson-Hara set a new world record time in the women's 100-meter sprint on her way to gold. She finished in 10.61 seconds, besting the mark set by Florence Griffith-Joyner at the 1988 Seoul Olympics by 1/100th of a second. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.